What is this?
Your sister gave it to me. Take it. Now there's two of you to deal with.
Two of us? What do you mean, two of us?
Now your sister wants to run away as well.
Are you serious?
Mohammed, this is serious, man. They came to your house with the arrest warrant today, you know that? Your sister says that if anything were to happen to you, God forbid, your mother wouldn't be able to handle it. That's why she gave me all this gold that she's collected since her childhood to give to you. I really don't know what to do with you anymore, Mohammed.
Tahir, give me a name and an address. Who's that guy who took you to the border that time?
Oh, is this friend of yours fasting? I keep asking him what he wants for lunch, but he won't say a word. He won't eat a thing.
Are you on a hunger strike now?
I have no appetite. I really don't feel like eating now, by the way.
Hey, genius, what are you trying to do? You've got to have energy to get out of this place, you know?
You give me the go-ahead, and I'll show you just how fast I can get myself out of here.
Do what your friend needs you to do for him. I feel bad for the kid. You need him to go talk to the guy you owe money to, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's between you and God. You're a good man and a good friend. You shouldn't leave your friend stranded.
Mashtafar?
Huh?
Please go get a couple of skewers of barbecue liver for this friend of ours, so he doesn't starve to
Only
death,
two?
Will you?
No.
Here, 4, 10, however many
four?
You want,
then
okay?
What about me?
Get some
so
for yourself,
shall I take
too.
10?
Go. Thank you.
Poor girl. How's Atayesh doing?
How do you expect her to be? She's messed up. Mother?
Yes, son?
Mother!
Yes, yes, I'm coming. Tahir, please, let's go downstairs, my son. Go speak with your father. He's calmed down. Just tell him you screwed up and get it over with.
And why exactly should I say I screwed up?
Oh. Why are you pretending you don't understand? Your father respects every corner of this house. Not the bricks and walls, but this family's honor for all of us who live in this house. And then you...
I didn't do anything wrong, Mother.
Your father said so.
So is everything my father says is right?
He's your father. He's always right.
What do you know, Mother? What do you know?
I don't know anything. And I don't want to know either. But I know that from a religious point of view, you'll have to pay for your sins in the afterlife.
But I didn't commit a sin, Mother.
I know, my son. I know. You think I don't know my own son? You think if you had sinned, I would be here talking with you? Let's go downstairs for a second. Apologize and get it over with.
Mother, where's my phone book? The old one. I want the one from before my military service.
I thought you wanted to go downstairs and apologize to your father.
Okay, Mom, I will. Just tell me where my phone book is first, can you?
I don't know, but I put whatever junk you had in a box and put it downstairs.
In the basement?
Tahir?
Here it is. Meshkin, where is Meshkin? Meshkin Abadi. I found it. Hi, Uncle Safar.
Hello to you.
All right.
How are you,
thanks
my
for
good
everything.
Friend?
What's going on?
That's nothing.
Yeah?
Everything's fine. Just go. Don't throw that junk over there. Get going. Go.
Tomatoes and cucumbers.
Hi, how are you? You all right?
Hello. Make it 180.
Then why does it say 250 here? Don't
Mr.
tell me Safi. You don't know.
Hi,
yes,
how
hi,
are you?
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Fine, thanks.
Is my father here yet?
Well, your father was here for a bit this morning, then he went to
Listen,
City
Mr.
Hall
Safi,
about the new
I
market.
Have something to take care of very quickly. I'll be out of here soon, okay?
Yes.
If he shows up, think of something to tell him,
okay.
Some excuse or something.
All
you
right,
know.
I've got it
yeah,
covered.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, sure, bye. Father!
Mr. Safi, excuse me.
What is it?
Just
what?
Wanted to say thanks for calling me and giving me a heads up.
Oh, it was my duty.
Thanks.
It was nothing, no
I'll
problem.
I'll see you later, okay?
Fazin, come here. Who told you to stand over there by the scale? Come over here. Fazin, what is this? Come on, Fazin.
I'm going to have to lock the door now. Because of all the noisy people around here.
Mesh Safar?
Huh?
I already told Safai I need 10 minutes in there. Let me know if my father shows up. I'll be very grateful, thank you.
Don't worry about
Thanks
it at
a
all.
Lot.
I'll tell him you're around somewhere. Listen.
What is it?
If you need me, just knock a couple of times
sure,
on the door.
Sure,
I'll be around.
Right.
Don't worry.
Okay, okay.
Don't worry, my
yeah.
friend. What are you doing with that? Everyone does whatever they please around here. Who told you to take those?
Muhammad. Get up, Muhammad. Wake up. Come on. Don't you have anything better to do than to sleep?
You weren't here, man. Mash Safar was either talking my head off or snoring all night long.
Here. It's the address and telephone number for Meshkin Abadi. He's in Urmia.
Oh, there's nobody else like you, man. I knew you wouldn't leave me stranded.
I wish I could, Muhammad. Believe me, I wish I could.
You can't, man. You know you can't. Tahir?
I'm gonna lose my mind before you get across safely. Now think of what your poor mother and sister are feeling. Think of what it's doing to them, Muhammad.
Look, Tahir.
I know what you're gonna say. I'll sort out the money by tonight. You don't need to sell your sister's gold yet. Hopefully, we'll be fine.
That's not what I was gonna say.
So what were you going to say?
I was only going to ask if you need to call Meshkin Abadi about all this. Maybe you should tell him about me. Maybe he can do something.
I can't believe it. Your brain actually functions once in a while. You're not such an idiot all the time. Give it to me.
Knowing my luck, he's either dead, or in prison, or he's already moved, or he's just long gone.
Hello?
Yes?
Mr. Meshkin Abadi?
Yes, who's calling?
My name is Tahir Ferdows. Remember me? I'm Heshmat Ferdows' son.
Oh, Mr. Ferdows. Where have you been, man?
I'm good. I'm right here. I'm in Tehran.
Good, good. How's your father?
He sends his regards.
That's kind. How nice of you to call.
Well, honestly, Mr. Meshkin Abadi, I'm calling you to introduce you to a friend of mine, a good friend of mine. His name is Muhammad. I'd really appreciate if you could do me a favor and help him to get to the other side safely. That would be very helpful.
What do you mean, the other side?
The other side of the border.
I'm sorry, but who is this?
It's me, Tahir. Tahir Ferdows, Mr. Meshkin Abadi.
I don't know.
Are you joking with me right now? You must remember me. I came to see you. We went to a village near the border, and then I decided not to cross, remember?
Listen, sir. I don't know who you are. I don't know why you're saying these things. I have never met or know anyone by this name and have gone nowhere with him. I don't do that kind of thing, sir. I'm a farmer. What are you talking about?
Mr. Meshkin Abadi, give me a minute. I will explain. Just a minute.
Leave
just
me
one.
Alone,
just
man.
One. Let me...
Stupid fool! Shut up! Pain in the neck?
Hello, don't Mr. Abadi? Mr. Abadi, hold on. Just a moment, please, sir.
Smack you in the face.
Damn, he hung up. He hung up.
What happened?
I don't have a clue.
I said, what happened?
He was scared. He denied everything. He denied knowing me. He denied knowing my father. He denied having met me. He denied having taken me to the border. I think he had a heart attack. He was so stressed.
But why?
These people don't trust phone calls, man. They don't trust no one.
Damn my stupid luck. I told you. Tahir?
Yeah?
Don't you want to try calling him again?
No, man, no. There is no point. He won't answer his phone for the rest of the night, you can be sure.
Well, give me the address. I'll go see him at Urmia. I'll go see him right at his house. Huh?
No way. He won't talk to you. What they do is illegal, Mohammed. They don't get tight with people they don't know.
I don't need him to get tight with me. Only to get me across the border.
You're talking nonsense again, Mohammed. These kind of people take special precautions for what they do. You expect him to put up a sign on his door that says, we smuggle all kinds of people across the country's border here?
Well, what am I supposed to do now?
We'll think of something. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, what?
I said we'll think about something, Mohammed. Mash Zafar! Mash Zafar!
It's all clear. Come outside. Look to here. Sorry to pry, but try to help your friend out. He's in a real bind. He was crying all night. It's like someone was trying to chop his head off. He kept yelling and screaming. He kept waking up throughout the night. But let me tell you, I was pretending I was asleep. I was snoring so the poor guy wouldn't be too embarrassed. I really feel bad for him. What can an old man do? What should I do? Tell me. Tell me.
Well, I feel bad for him too, Mash Zafar, but what can I do?
Well, if you feel so bad, do something for him. Does he owe a lot of money? You mean he owes so much money that you can't pay it off? Help him out, Tahir. You really are a great man. The best of men. You are such a gentleman. If you can't help your own friend out, then who are you going to help? As a gentleman, as a man? You expect him to just lay down and die, huh?
Mash Zafar.
Look, we people of the village, we speak from the heart. If we are feeling something, then we say it. I truly hope I'm not being rude.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about it. So my father is here, right?
Yes, he's here. He has some guests. I'll be on my way.
Thank you so much.
We spent 2 hours mulling it over in the mayor's office. I kept saying my piece, he kept saying his piece. He says he wants to build a modern marketplace. I keep telling him, friend, my dear friend, what's good about a modern marketplace? Things like fancy bricks, marble, stone, concrete ceilings, and for what? For what? We sell oranges from Shasavar, melons from Varamir, cantaloupes from Gorgon, apples from Damavand, and pears from Natanz. We aren't working in a boutique shop. We don't need fancy storefronts. But they don't get any of this, do they? I tell them there is history here. That for 150 years, fruit has come in and out of this market. And thousands of people get their fruits and vegetables just fine. They don't seem to understand no matter what I say. He just keeps wanting to build. He wants to build in Shush. We've got to head down to the mayor's office next week to find out what he's talking about.
Whatever you say, sir, we support you.
Hello, Father. Father, will you still allow someone who's done wrong without knowing it in here?
A son with all this politeness and understanding is always welcome with his father. God bless you, son.
Oh, wow. What a son. What a gentleman. God bless him, Mr. Ferdows. He's such a gentleman.
God bless you.
Faramarz!
Yes, Mr. Hashmat.
Bring that chair over here.
Right away, sir.
Bring it over here by me.
Of course, sir. How are you, Mr. Daher? With your permission.
Come sit over here.
With your permission.
Just sit down. Look here. I'm afraid you're going to have to learn day by day that this job has its own kind of troubles and they don't go away on their own. City hall taxes, air cargo costs, customs and state taxes, wages, and insurance, and more taxes. Am I wrong?
No, sir. You're right. 100%.
Mr. Ferdus is always right.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Yes, it's true. Listen, kid. You can learn a thing or two.
He is listening.
We will stand by whatever decision you make,
sir. We will come with you to the mayor's office or wherever you say if you see fit, sir.
Thank you so much for your time. You were very, very kind to come over. I've taken up too much of your time already.
Thank you,
thank
sir.
You.
Goodbye.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank
Goodbye.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Good luck. They wake up in the morning and suddenly decide they want to build a new fruit market. They disturb tons of people, and in the end, it's all for nothing. I bet this market will never be built. You mark my words. You look pretty messed up. Are you all right?
Yes, Father.
Sit down. What is it? What's the problem?
Honestly, one of my friends got himself into some trouble.
Is this trouble yours or your friend's trouble?
No, Father, my friend's.
Is it money? Is it serious?
Yes, Father, it's serious.
Look here. Can you handle it on your own?
Yes, I can handle it. I think I can help him.
So what are you waiting for? Look here. How many times have I told you that playing around with your buddies will get you nowhere?
100 times.
Even more than 100! People like that will screw you over big time. Trust me. My son, I want you to pay close attention to what I have to say. Do you understand? Nonsense. This is what you should have been learning at school. Haven't you ever heard of the phrase, a friend in need is a friend indeed? Haven't you? Look here. Helping a friend in need is never, never the wrong thing to do. That's the weight that every man must carry and handle it with care. If there is anything I can teach you, I tell you that helping a friend in need is the most important thing to do. It's what a real man would do. When your friend is in trouble, you can't sleep because you feel like you are in a nightmare yourself. No wonder you can't sleep. Look here. Is there anything that I can help you with?
No, Father, it's okay. I can handle it myself.
Good then. Let me see. Is there anything else?
No. I have to go away for a few days. If you allow it, of course.
Where to?
Near Urumiya.
Why Urumiya? Haven't you already finished your military service?
Yes, Father.
Ah, so you want to get your discharge papers?
Yes. That's where our regiment is based, Father.
Oh. So it's important that you go. Personally, I think you should have gone there much, much earlier. Don't do tomorrow what you should do today. When are you leaving?
You just told me not to leave today's work for tomorrow.
Nonsense! All right, then. How long will you be gone?
Maybe 2 or 3. 3 days. I think 3 days.
Take care, then.
See you later, Father.
Look here. Bring me a nice big box of those Nuggle candies back with you. I want to give everyone in the market some, okay?
Sure.
Look here. On your way out, tell Safai to bring in the file and the Togabet fruits,
all right,
okay?
All right, goodbye, Father.
The stars are big and bright tonight, but I mean, everyone's waiting to hear your opinion.
About what?
About the ceremony.
Which ceremony?
But I mean, how can you forget?
Look where you're going, boy.
Oh, sorry.
Can you understand I can't marry Parissa?
Yes, I understand.
Then help me.
I want to set the date for the wedding and the ceremony before that.
There's no way on earth that I could marry her.
I decide on wedding conditions, and you have to marry Parissa.
Ramin, stop trying so hard. Don't you remember after you quit school, I asked you to come and live abroad with me? But you refused to come because you said, what about my mom? When I returned, I said, let's start up a business to get rich. Again, my mom. You know what? You're a mama's boy.
Hello?
Is it Dr. Alba?
Yes, it's me.
Have you lost anything today?
I'm supposed to ask you permission if I can fall in love. I'm in love, can you understand?
You fell in love?
Who's the guy you're coming home with?
It's none of your business.
Look, I care about the chastity of the female member of my family. I lose my mind.
Shut your mouth.
She's a doctor. She's very high class and...
What else have you done, you rat? What happened? Where are you taking him? Officer, please.
Give me her home number. I'll talk to her parents and invite them over for dinner on Friday.
Unfaithful on iFilm.
Hello?
Who was it, Mother?
I don't know. They won't speak. We've already got enough to deal with, and now we've got a prank call or two.
Tahir, hurry up. Your father will be upset if you leave in the evening. Hurry up.
I'm heading out soon, Mother.
Get going.
You go, and I'll be right here.
I'll get it. I got it, Mom. I'll get it. It's okay.
If it's a prank, just hang up.
Okay, Mother. Hello?
I'm so glad you picked up, Setayesh. I thought you weren't home.
Hello there.
Oh, sorry about it. Hi.
Who is it?
It's for me, Mom. It's okay. Has something happened?
Not yet, but something about to.
But what is it?
Don't you want to say goodbye to him?
Is he leaving?
Yes.
Is there any way I can get to see him?
Do you want me to pick you up?
No, I can come to the Shush station on my own, and from there, well, if it's not too much trouble...
So I'll be waiting for you at the station, let's say in about an hour?
Yes, that's fine.
Tahir?
I'm coming,
Mom, just a minute.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay then, bye for now.
Goodbye then.
Is something wrong?
Oh!
I asked you if something happened.
No, Mom. Why are you always waiting for something to happen?
Why are you wasting so much time today? Don't you have a class?
Yeah, I do. I'm leaving right now.
Satyesh, why aren't you coming to class today?
I really gotta go now.
What? Wait up. What do you mean?
Adifet, I have to be somewhere. Stop asking me. Just listen to me when I say I gotta go.
Can you tell me what's up with you today? What is it, Satyesh? You're not coming to class. You're taking a bus all the way to Shush Square. Aren't you going to tell me what's going on? You're making me worry.
Please don't worry about it. I might tell you later, but not now. Please, just don't ask me anything right now. You got it?
Okay. You'll come back soon, right?
Yeah, I'll be back soon. No, please, I've got to go catch the bus. Goodbye for now.
Why did you take so long to pack one bag, son? Hurry up. Your father's been waiting for almost an hour. Say a couple of prayers to God in the car for safety. Don't forget.
Sure.
God be with you.
The water and the oil are fine. Check the tire pressure on the way. It's very important. 28 in the front and 30 in the back.
I know, Father, I know.
Is there anything wrong with reminding you?
Not at all.
Take care. Tyre!
Yes, Father?
Did you find a way to solve your friend's problem?
Why are you asking?
You know you're my son, so you're gonna be taking care of the business. And I didn't want his friends to be stranded with problems and other things on their minds.
Nah, my friend's problems are sorted out.
Good man. That's my son. You know I have always said that there are two groups of people who will rob you of your sleep if they are having problems. Neighbors and friends.
Thank you, Father.
Look here, Tyre. First of all, drive slowly. And if you get tired, pull aside and rest for a while.
Of course, Father. Father?
Do you need some cash?
No, not that.
Then what?
I'm just so happy you're my father. I love you so much, Dad.
Nonsense! I love you, son! Now get in and drive safe.
Fresh herbs! Fresh herbs! They're fresh! Come buy fresh herbs! Fresh herbs! Come buy your fresh herbs!
You go ahead. I'll close the door and I'll be right in.
Hello.
What are you doing here? I said, what are you doing here? What happened?
Nothing's happened.
Then what is she doing here?
She came here to say goodbye. You couldn't leave for your trip without saying goodbye to your sister.
My trip?
Yeah. You're going on a trip before it gets dark.
You're confusing me. Didn't you say your contact refuses to speak to you, let alone smuggle me out of the country?
Yeah, but if I'm with you, he'll even do backflips for you.
You mean you're coming with me?
Yeah.
No way. I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. But you're clinging onto me and I can't seem to get rid of you. Until I handle this myself. Don't you want to say anything to him?
I don't really know what to say. You didn't tell me in the car that you were thinking of doing something like this.
I'm sorry about that. It was a little mean of me. I wanted you to hear it when I told Mohammed. All right, I'll go outside for a walk to give you two a chance to say goodbye, okay?
Thank you.
But you, pain in the neck, take a good look while I tell you the only thing that's weighing heavy on my chest. When a person got a sister like yours, it's like he has the entire world. Appreciate what you have. Really appreciate her. Hello, Mashtafa.
Hi, hello, Tahir, my friend.
How are you? You all right?
How you doing? I saw your car in the street. No matter how much I shouted out to you, you weren't paying any attention.
Yeah, I know.
What were you thinking? Where was your mind, huh? What's going on with you? I went to buy some bread.
I'm not
hungry,
thanks.
Eat, have a piece. The bread is hot from the oven. I want to share something with you. Please, Tahir, don't take it personally. If people see that girl Muhammad's sister coming around the fruit market every day, it really looks bad for you.
Don't you worry, Mashtafa. This is the last time. I'm ridding you of all the burden of your guest. I'm taking him tonight.
Where are you taking him? You've sorted out this problem, right? I mean, it's debt.
Didn't you tell me to help carry his load?
I took care of it. I'm saying it now, too. Help him out. He's a true friend. You're a true friend and a true gentleman.
Well, that's exactly what I'm doing, Mashtafa.
God bless you. May God keep you healthy for years to come.
Your tears still run down your nose like when you were a kid.
Don't tease me. I'm not up to it.
I'm not teasing you. I just want to see you smile.
Mom's like this, and Dad's like that. And now you're leaving. What's there to smile about?
C'est Ayesh? C'est Ayesh?
What is it?
Look me in the eye. Don't make it harder for me to leave. Don't you want your brother to become somebody? To succeed? Well, that's why I'm leaving.
So tell me, all of us who are here are nobody, huh?
I'm not talking about anybody else. I'm talking about myself. Mom will keep worrying, I know. Dad will be embarrassed. And you are going to miss me very much. I know that. I want to go and study. To become a doctor. Maybe become an engineer. You never know. I may even be an artist. I'll be whatever you want me to be. What do you say?
You could be whatever you wanted here too.
We're back where we started again. Dry those tears. Smile. Smile for me. Give me one of your sweet smiles. Not one of your mean ones. You know I'm going to miss you.
Will you call me sometimes?
Of course I will.
Thank you so much, Mash Safar. But I really don't want any.
Tahir, come here. C'est Tayesh.
Hello.
Hello, my girl. Calm down, miss, please. This Tahir, you see, is a savior. I'm sure he'll take care of all your brother's problems. Please don't upset yourself too much. I'll go make some tea.
I'll go drop Mr. Tayesh off at the bus stop and come right back. You pack your bag.
Goodbye. Mr. Tahir?
Yes?
I need to speak with you.
I'm listening.
I've done things these last few days that I never imagined I would ever do, but I had my reasons. Hidden things from my parents. When Muhammad didn't go to the barracks yesterday, well, I didn't have the courage to tell them about it. I let them be happy. For an entire day, thinking their son was obedient, but I had good reasons. At their age, and at these times, happiness is valuable whether it is real or not, and I'm a true believer, and that's the only thing that'll give me peace of mind.
You did the best.
No, Mr. Tahir, let me finish what I was saying, because I'm worried I might forget.
Go ahead and tell me then.
Yesterday, I lied to my mom for the very first time in my life. I didn't lie exactly, but I didn't say where I was either. That's like a lie too, you know. I lied. I didn't go to class today. I couldn't even tell my best friend where I was going. I'm afraid to go home and have to lie to my mom if she asks me more questions.
Well, it happens sometimes.
But when I'm alone, I think to myself, I see that I have a brother who I love more than I love anyone in the entire world. He's done something now and his life is in danger, and so I have to do these things. I really have to.
Well, that was what I was going to say. You had no other choice.
No, I didn't. And I'm not upset about that either. But I know that I'll have to pay for it somehow at some time in my life.
But when Muhammad reaches the other side of the border...
But I've done something that I'll never, never be able to undo ever, really. I've caused you a lot of trouble by asking for your help, I know that.
But Muhammad is my friend. His problems are my problem.
No. I really know how hard it must have been for you. Giving him a name and address was so difficult for you, never mind going with him. I know it's really dangerous. I know if anything happens, it'll be really bad. No, terrible. In this day and age, people barely manage to take care of themselves, let alone other people's problems. Let me say that I'm grateful for your kindness. I swear on Muhammad's life. I really do. Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it.
Get in. Please get in.
It doesn't hurt, right? If you promise to keep it warm, not bump it around or pick up anything heavy, I won't wrap it up anymore. If I move it like this, does it hurt you?
I hope you'll forgive me for all the trouble I've caused you.
Hey, my boy. It's not as if you're going to the moon, but whenever you're through with all that you have to do, come pay me a visit.
Mesh Zafar, thanks so much. We've really burdened you these past few days. I hope I can make it up to you someday.
Ah, come on. I didn't do anything.
We'll be off.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Muhammad, get in. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Get going. Take care. You be careful. Bye.
I told you the best time to leave would be at night. I don't think anyone will be looking for a soldier on the run this time of night.
Once we make it past Abhar, we'll almost be there. What is this? A checkpoint?
Yeah, I think so.
What do we do now?
You don't need to do anything. Just sit, relax, and be calm.
What do you mean, stay calm? They'll catch me if they see me.
Muhammad, sit still.
Tahir.
Sit still, Muhammad. Sit still, I tell you.
Listen, I'm gonna sneak around the back of the checkpost, and I'll meet you on the other
side. What are you talking about? Can't you see all the officers around the checkpost?
Well, we're not turning back now.
Hello, officer. What's the problem? Has there been an accident?
No.
So then what's going on?
It's just a security check.
Security check for what?
For everything. Move ahead. Move up. Go.
I think it's for smuggling and stuff like that.
What do you mean, smuggling? Can't you see? Take a look. Everyone they're taking out is of military age. We're done for.
Muhammad, if you shut your mouth and hold your tongue for a second, then we'll be just fine.
I say if they try to get us out of the car, floor it and we'll get out of here.
Are you crazy, man?
Good evening, guys.
Good evening, officer.
Where are you headed to?
Azerbaijan or Rumiye.
License and registration, please.
Yes, of course. Here you are.
Your papers, please.
I gave them to you.
No, I mean your own personal identification.
I don't understand. Aren't you just checking the car registration?
Please pull over and get out of the car.
What for, officer?
Officer Sadeghi.
But...
Yes, sir.
Take him inside the station.
Right
but
away,
what
sir.
For, officer?
This way, please. Come on.
Okay.
Thank you.